This summer, WUNC hired a team of youth reporters, gave them microphones, and asked them to go out and find a story. Youth reporter Rose DeCanto is a senior at Durham School for the Arts. She filed this report.
Growing up LGBT, it's often hard to know where you stand with the people around you.
I have short hair, and I dress kind of masculine, so everyone is just like, oh, that's a gay girl. That's what's happening there is a lesbian. But then it's deeper than that. Not just a lesbian, baby.
That's Claude Steichleather. They're 18 years old, and like most people our age, they put some thought into how they dress.
What do I want to convey? That I'm funky and fresh. Here, I have my jackets here. This is my favorite. It's reversible.
I've known Claude for a while, and they've always been someone who's inspired me. Claude is non-binary. They describe it as outside the categories of woman or man. Claude uses they-them pronouns. They're trans, but not in the way many people would expect.
Because I know a lot of people think of trans as either like male to female or female to male, like you were in one box and you're going into another box. But I feel like trans personally is a word that describes anyone who doesn't identify as the gender they were assigned at birth.
I first met Claude at Girls Rock NC. It's a summer camp for girls and gender nonconforming teens that want to make music.
I remember that was the first place I went where they asked me what pronouns I used, and I was so excited about that. I lost my mind. It was incredible. I was like, oh, they care? This is so good. And they just let me play bass a lot.
Claude plays bass, like me. They still play in Fish Dad, the same band from Girls Rock, and I think they're really good. I went to a Fish Dad show at the local 506 in Chapel Hill. Claude center stage with a rainbow bass strap and glitter on their face. Playing music gives Claude a chance to present themselves to the world without having to compromise, and their bandmates are always around to talk.
They definitely really understand all the things that I go through and talk about. I can just go up to them and be like, gender, am I right, ladies? And they'll be like, you're right.
Claude has always been uncomfortable with what they call the girl box.
I was in there for a while, and then I just didn't feel it anymore. And then I did get in the boy box a little bit. I think that was just a reaction to being like, I'm not in the girl box, let me jump in the boy box a little bit.
The girl box is something I've struggled with too. Claude's someone I've looked up to because they refuse to conform.
I feel really great, like, existing outside of that. I don't know. It's not because I want to be unique and a special snowflake or whatever. It's not a choice I made. It's just a thing in my heart and my brain and my soul, maybe. I don't know about souls.
Claude's going off to college this fall. They're sharing a dorm with three other trans students. Claude sounds optimistic, but they still have to work through some anxiety about how they'll navigate their identity with new people.
I don't often correct people on my pronouns. It's scary. And so maybe I'll just be loud all the time with that in college. That's what I hope I do. Then I'll just be living my wildest, best life.
Claude's leaving, and I'm going back to Durham School of the Arts for my senior year. First order of business, finding a drummer for my band. If there are any teenage drummers out there, we should talk. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Rose DeCanto.